Hello, welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station at the beautiful Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University, which I did also want to acknowledge is located on the unceded traditional territories of the Coast Salish peoples. My name is Melody, and I will be your host for the next hour. Today, I am joined by my very good friend, Tonya.
Hi, everybody. I'm back.
Yes, she's back. She has been on the show two times before. Do you enjoy speaking like this in, I guess, podcast format on the radio?
I do. I think it's fun. I also kind of calming to me in the tone we're talking. I don't know. It's fun. It's fun. I like it. It's a fun time.
It is pretty calming. Like, I definitely know what you mean. Overall, recording for the radio or, I guess, like, podcasts and stuff, people do tend to speak with this, like, more calming tone for whatever reason. But you're right. It is kind of peaceful. I hope it's peaceful also for you listeners.
Yeah, so today we're going to have a really good show for you guys.
Yeah, let's start off with our first song. This is Faceless by Looney.
Cause every lifetime.
That was For Love by Batchman Turner Overdrive. Now let's jump into our first topic, which is
talking about some unfortunate event that happened recently, or one of the unfortunate events that happened recently was the implosion of the submarine, the Titan.
I did really want to talk about this on the radio. I know, like, all of you listeners and even us too have heard an immense amount of this everywhere, and like, I know the situation is kind of over now, but I still did want to talk about it. So would you have gone on the boat?
Absolutely not. If I could swear right now, I'd know all the... No, I would not go on. You could not pay me enough to go on that submarine. Listen, I love the ocean. I love cruises. I love boats. Underwater, maximum on like a tank.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus. Nobody, even if they had that kind of... You know what? Like, I feel like nobody else in the world would pay that much money, much less without having to pay that much money, go down there, you know?
Yeah. I think it's just like the idea, like, I want to know what the steps were to get to that point, because like, I remember seeing a bunch of interviews that I don't think he was the CEO, but I'm not sure, like, one of the mechanic or whoever that person was who was on interviews talking about the Titan and everything before the accident happened. Like, it's basically a metal tube, tiny, mm-hmm. powered like controlled by a remote controller, Logitech for yeah. video games.
Yeah.
And I remember there was an interview with somebody, and he was like, not this exact words, it's like, oh yeah, the Titan's basically indestructible, or like a word like that, and then an interviewer said, well, that's what they said about the Titanic.
Yeah, literally. It would literally is like a tin can with a remote, like a toy remote controller, basically. And like, I've been seeing so many TikToks about it. This one girl was like, please have me sit crisscross applesauce in this little windowless. I'm like,
you're paying to see a freaking screen. They were looking through a camera, like a peephole, and there was like yeah. a camera that was showing what's going on a TV screen. You can see that in the comfort of your own home. Watch the movie Titanic, watch the VR, watch James Cameron's videos he made while he went down in like military grade ships.
Right. Right, exactly. I don't know, man. I just found the whole situation wild. I mean, rest in peace to those who we have lost. But yeah, very weird situation. With all that being said, let's jump into some more music. This next song is called Afterglow by Bob Moses and Casablanca.
Down and get caught in the middle. I never wanted to waste my time doing shit that I don't even like. I never needed to stand in line. No, 'cause I'm doing fine. Pulling up to my own party, invitation just for one. I'm not trying to spend my money, 'cause I ain't got none. They was out to get ejected. That's not something I enjoy. Someone give me house arrested. I'd be a happy lonely boy. Yeah. I'd be a happy lonely boy. I'd be a happy lonely. I'm just trying to be riding downtown, whipping on my own with the windows down. If I wanna go pick up inside, that's what I'ma do when it feels so nice. I'm just tryna be riding downtown, whipping on my own with the windows down. If I wanna go pick up inside, that's what I'ma do, 'cause it feels so nice. I'm pulling up to my own party, yeah, invitation just for one. I'm not tryna spend my money, 'cause I ain't got none. I say what's up to get rejected. That's not something I enjoy. Give me house arrested. I'd be a happy lonely boy. I'm just trying to be, yeah, riding downtown, whipping on my own with the windows down. If I wanna go pick up inside, that's what I'ma do when it feels so nice. I'm just trying to be riding downtown, whipping on my own with the windows down. If I wanna go pick up inside, that's what I'ma do, 'cause it feels so
That was Happy Lonely Boy by Jesse Gold. Another question that one of my friends was asking us when we were discussing this before: would you rather want to go down into the ocean to see the Titanic wreckage, maybe if it's in better conditions, or would you rather go up into space?
Oh God. Okay, if I come out alive both ways, I think probably the wreck, the Titanic, just because I'm like, I'm scared of it. Like, I think space is super cool, but like, space seems scarier. Like, you're not on Earth at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see your point, but I would totally go into space. Maybe that's just because my personal preference is like, I've always loved space. So I would like very much love to go up there and see the Earth from that perspective and just like see everything up there. I have literally zero interest in going underwater. And like wreckages, like, I don't know, shipwrecks and stuff like that. It's like, it's almost like, this sounds really terrible, but like garbage in my mind. You know what I mean?
Fair. I feel like, again, if everyone comes out alive, it's a good time. But, yeah. Like, I feel like space would be cool. I think I would like to go see Mars. Actually, no, Jupiter. I want to see Jupiter. I want to see those rings, right? Jupiter's the one with the rings, right?
No. Saturn's the one with the rings. But, like, we, as of now, can't go there. But it would be really cool to go to any of those planets. You are totally correct.
This next song is called These Eyes by Burton Cummings.
Every night for you. watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
was Somebody Else by Samaria. This next song is Worthy by Nuella Charles.